This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders, past and present. We extend our respects to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that may have joined us for the podcast today. Hello, hello. I'm going to be interviewing the extraordinary Kendall. She's going to be joining us today. And Kendall has been a past client of mine. We worked together for probably about 9 months last year. She was a private client as well as in the Scale Mastermind. And over that time, when Kendall first came to me, she already had a lot of skills. She was a very good coach, but didn't know how to translate those skills into different offers so that more people could work with her, so that she wouldn't have to be paying or spending all days on coaching calls. She also didn't know how to kind of communicate her zone of genius and what she was really passionate about. Kendall is a very, very skilled practitioner, and so it was an absolute joy to get to be able to extract out her knowledge and put it into marketing. And what it led to was that Kendall was able to blow up her audience, and she literally went from less than 1,000 followers to almost 50,000 followers in a matter of months. And then off the back end of that, Kendall was also able to sell out her first group program. She's now got multiple offers. She's the queen of selling out her offer suite. So I'm really excited to share with you her journey and speak a little bit about how she got there, how she leveraged her zone of genius to do that. I would say one of the biggest differences that really led to Kendall's growth was that when she first came to me, she really wanted to talk about certain topics, but didn't want to isolate different kind of audiences. Oh, here we go. Hi, Kendall.
Hello.
How are you, Angel? I was just giving a little intro rundown of who you are, all the juiciness that we've done together. And I was just saying how, like, when you first came to me, you were so skilled. Like, you had so many tools and skills, so much experience, you were getting your clients incredible results, but there was like a bit of a block for you of like, how do I communicate this? And also feeling a little bit like, oh, I don't want to be too like almost intense with your language. Like, you didn't want to use words like trauma or shadow work because you were like, oh, what if that isolates people? Or what if that, like, people don't get it? Do you want to talk about like moving through that block and how that led to your eventual blow up to where you're at now? Like, you, when we first started working together, I think you had like 800 followers. Now you've got close to 50K, and that literally happened over a matter of like weeks, maybe months. Talk to us like that initial kind of realization of going from like, okay, I'm passionate about all of these things, but now I'm going to really allow myself to be direct about what it is that I want to offer, and then going from there.
Yeah, no. So I think when I came to you, I'd sort of started to dip my toes into talking about trauma and things like that. And I actually had a pretty like wounding experience, I think. Like, I posted something about trauma, about big T versus little T trauma. And it was actually like my high school boyfriend he's a social worker, he works in mental health. And I mean, we hadn't spoken for ages, but he messaged, like, he put a comment on that post basically saying that, like, I didn't have the qualifications to talk about trauma, and that it was, I should have had a trigger warning and all of this stuff. And it really like put this like question in my mind of like, okay, well, maybe I don't have the university degrees to talk about trauma. Maybe I do have to preface, if I'm going to talk about trauma, I have to preface it with a trigger warning. And it really knocked me back from owning what was my passion and what I really, really wanted to work with clients about and talk about on social media, make content about, because trauma is something that has fascinated me. Understanding my trauma and then healing trauma is what took me from years and years of depression into, you know, I'm literally the happiest I've ever been. And so when I came to you, it was like, I knew what I wanted to talk about, but I was scared. I was scared to talk about it. I was scared to really own it because I had this roadblock of feeling like I wasn't qualified enough. Like, who am I? Someone who just has like a life coaching certification, who went to uni for marketing. Who am I to talk about trauma and coach people through trauma? Even though I'd done a lot of training, a lot of experience, a lot of learning about trauma itself to become trauma informed, and also the tools to heal through trauma, I still didn't quite back myself. And it was through working with you that really helped me to actually just fucking claim it. Like, actually just, I remember, like, the one of the first reels I put sort of, like, post on.
Yeah.
On, about trauma. And it was just such an alignment too, because it got like 20,000 views. And back then for me, that was huge for me. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. There were definitely people who had objections in the comments, and because it was, I suppose, a bit more like a controversial thing. Yeah. But it was eye grabbing, and it was just owning that and then getting that ball rolling. And then very luckily, I had a couple of reels that I was just talking about trauma that went absolutely viral. I think the main one was talking about the connection between like emotionally unavailable dads and then dating emotionally unavailable men. I made that in like 2 minutes. I was like half in my pajamas still in my kitchen, like the breakfast was cooking behind me, and I was like, oh, this would be really funny. Because I was still in my like slightly, I'd just gone through a breakup and I was in my sort of, oh, what's like the, you're a little bitter about it.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah.
like, not my 800 followers, lol. And then that blew up and got like 5 million views. And I think in the space of December last year, I went, like you say, from like 800 followers to about 35,000 in the space of 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I had a few others that trickled. And so then in January, I went right up to like 40,000, and it's been creeping up ever since. But it all comes back to the fact that I really was like, I suppose put myself out there. To me now, it doesn't feel like saying, oh, I put myself out there, like it was a big, great leap. But back then, I know it was really scary for me to step into and really claim what it was, put the stake in the ground of like, this is what I'm coaching on. I know it's a bit taboo. I know it can be triggering for people, but like, that's what I'm here for. I work with people on their triggers all the time. So it kind of makes sense for my content to kind of trigger people sometimes, not in like a super triggering way, but it's going to be a little
polarizing
for people. Yeah polarizing. Yeah,
totally. And I had a similar experience. You'll know this because I've probably shared this with you, but when I first started getting into like business coaching and mentoring, I would always use the word like abundance. Like I'd be like, create more abundance, because I was too like, I thought like saying money was like too intense and people would think that I was like selling my soul and doing it for the money. God forbid that we women want to do anything for money. And it was really like, you know, and we do these things because we think it's going to be more easily digestible for our audience, but it actually has the opposite effect and makes you like blend in. So it's like being willing to be a little bit polarizing. And yes, you had that negative experience with your ex-boyfriend, but at the end of the day, you like get through that. And when you look back on it now, you're like, well, actually it's worth it to have what I have now. And you're never going to have, like, if you want people to be like diehard fans, there's always going to be the opposite. The universe has the law of polarity, right? So like,
yeah.
If you want people to be really into what you say, then you're going to have to be okay with like having some haters or whatever it might be. And so from that place, you grew your Instagram, you've got 40,000 followers, almost 50,000 now. Then we launched your first ever group program, which was the Shadow Worker. Talk me through like how that process was of like blowing up and then launching your first group program, selling it out.
I was really lucky that before I'd blown up, we'd already sort of like penciled in the first offer that would lead into Shadow Worker. It was the Art of Letting Go. It was like a 3-day somatic processing thing. And it was like $55 or $88 or something. And I was so grateful that I had that there when I blew up, because that ended up with like over like 30, 40 people in it just in a couple of weeks. I think by the time I hosted it live, it had sort of like 60 or 70, just because my DMs were blowing up. And so off the back of that, obviously in the course, I could, in the Art of Letting Go, I could sell it. But also the reels that I had, initially the trauma focused reels, like the call to action was sort of just, you know, follow me to learn more about how to heal your trauma, which was great to build those followers. And then when I shifted the CTA to, you know, DM me Shadow to learn more about Shadow Worker, that just naturally transitioned as well. And I had so many people messaging me. And I think that first round, I kept it at 6 people. And that first round sold out within like a couple of weeks. Yeah. Which blew.
And I was like, let's make it more expensive next time.
I was like, what if no one signs up? Like, I think my very first group program that I'd ever launched, like, one person signed up and then I just, like, wrote it off. But that was really good too, because it was my worst fear launching a program and, like, no one or just one person signing up. And then I went through it. I was like, actually, it's not that scary, which meant so that when I launched Shadow Work, I actually wasn't that scared of it. And I also think, when I reflect back on Shadow Worker and why it's worked so well, because I've launched it twice and I'm launching it for a third time, is that I'm just so freaking passionate about it. Like, I know that if you're not getting in it, you are missing out big time. I know that if you are wanting to heal trauma, this is the container to be in. And I think that's just the energy, that knowing energy is so magnetic. And people get that. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think the first round with it selling out was obviously that evidence, like the actual tangible evidence of like, yes, there's a market for this. And then when the second round sold out as well, I definitely like stepped even more into that, like, of course people are going to want to be in this. And like the third round that I've not even launched yet, but I've already got three people sold into it. So.
Yay, that's so amazing. Oh, that's so good. And like, this is the thing, people really get stuck on like the first launch of something is going to determine how the rest of your business goes. But in reality, one launch and one offer is such a blip in the overall vision that you have in your business. And so it can feel really scary when you're like, oh, what if no one signs up? But then if no one does sign up, okay, cool, I'll go focus on the next thing. Or maybe that offer wasn't that aligned. And in hindsight, you can probably see, and my clients always ask me like, what should I do if my offer like doesn't sell? I'm like, honestly, just move on. Like, yes, you can analyze it a little bit and think about why it didn't work, or maybe I wasn't that aligned. And something that I'll say about your offer selling out so well, like even with the kind of mini offer that you had, the low ticket kind of 3-day offer into Shadow Worker, the reason that worked so well is because we thought about what it is that you wanted to do, your unique angle on it, and then the offer was specifically like a solution to that. Yeah. So many people will create content around what it is that they do, but not specifically about the actual offer that they have. Whereas you were very clear and had a bit more of an angle and like a unique selling point to what it is that you had to offer, aka your zone of genius. And so it just made sense for people to come to you. It kind of really reduces like the barrier to entry for people in your audience, because they're like, oh, I can see that the way that this person is running this offer, the solution that they have is very unique. And then the last thing I'll say to that as well is like, because you had already worked with one-on-one clients and gotten incredible results, you'd created transformations within yourself. That what people always ask me, like, how do I know what to put into a program? Mm. That is the best place to start of like, what do I talk about with my one-on-one clients already? What personal transformations have I had that seem almost like, you know, natural to me? And then when you can package that up into an offer, not only is it going to be really easy for you to sell, because you're like, I've got the proof of this within either in myself, like you don't even have to necessarily have the proof with other people, but it just makes it so much easier to sell. And I think a lot of people overcomplicate it and they're trying to make these really complex courses that include all of these things. And it's like, sometimes people just need, like, what seems easy for you didn't seem easy for you 2 years ago, and people actually want to pay to get there faster, and you can give them that shortcut.
Yeah, and I think like that's what Shadow Worker really came from, was that I was getting phenomenal results in my one-on-one. Also, the trauma modalities and the practices that I use, whether it be energy healing or somatics or emotional processing, that's all stuff that I've used myself to heal trauma, and it completely changed my life. And so I see how it's also completely changing the lives of my clients. And I'm so passionate about this work. I was like, well, I mean, not only was it a lot more of time to do, you know, individual one-on-one sessions, but I was like, I want more women to feel this. I want more women. I want to be able to share this with more women. And so that's what Shadow Worker was really born of being like, right, I want to, you know, instead of just one person, I'm going to share it with 6 people or 8 people. And so that was just my passion for it really drove it, as well as knowing how powerful and transformational, like, I believed firstly in me, but also having that practice of doing it with other clients as well, I just knew it was going to work. And again, that adds to that knowing of like, you're crazy if you're not in this.
Yeah, yeah.
You are bonkers if you are not in this.
Couldn't agree more. You are the shadow work queen.
It's my favorite thing. It's like my favorite mastermind to hold. It really is me doing my literal zone of genius.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. Okay, so the last thing I want to ask you is, like, celebrating this so much, because obviously, as I said at the start, like, we worked with each other for like 9 months over last year and this year, I think it was.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that time, you actually went on, was it 4 months? How long did you go?
Yeah, about four and a half months travel.
Yes. Yeah. So we really worked on like building up the system so that you could go away and take some time off and like fully actually go on leave, which is what a lot of business owners, I feel like, are really scared to do so. But you did it and you had a beautiful time. You like have this full like European eat, pray, love experience, which I love. And then, but what we did is we did it in a really smart way of like, let's set up income so that when you do come back, you have clients, you've got things organized, like it's all kind of locked in for you so that you can actually go and enjoy your time and then kind of pick up the momentum again when you come back. How was that experience of like kind of setting up the mastermind, taking time off and getting back into business now? Like, I'd love for you to share how you felt that whole experience was.
Yeah, I mean, off the back of Shadow Workers, I wanted to create an even a longer, a juicier mastermind like what I'd experienced with you in scale. I was like, I got so much value from that long-term work.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want to create, but obviously in like a healing space too. So I created my Unshakable Mastermind. And I remember when I was first talking about it on one of the scale calls, and it was a good couple of months before I was supposed to leave. Even like I was going to take 2 months off in those first, or at least a month off in that first of travel. And so I was like, who's going to do an 8 month long payment plan?
Yeah.
Who's going to buy something that doesn't start for 4 months? People did.
Yeah.
I had like previous one-on-one clients, previous shadow worker clients. I think there was four or five that jumped in within those couple of months before I'd even left.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by the time I took that time off when I was traveling, and like in theory, I didn't really cap it. I think I capped it sort of going, I was like, I don't really want more than six. I already had six. And so it's like, by the time I came back online when I was sort of, I'd taken like 6 weeks off on holiday, and which was great because I could be lying on a beach in Greece and seeing payment plans, like payments drop in. The best feeling. I was best like, I feeling. Want more of this.
Yeah.
It also meant that so when I came back to work, once I sort of found a bit more of a home base in London, I had direction. It wasn't sort of like I was starting from scratch of going, oh shit, okay, well I've got to get back to work now, but I don't really know what to launch. And I was also too really in travel mode. Yes, I was working and doing digital nomad stuff, but I was still in travel mode. I wasn't working the amount of work that I would work normally. So having a group program, a long-term group program where it was fortnightly calls and messenger coaching with the main things, like that was so good to have set up. And even and that's just it's still continuing now, like we wrap up next in January. And that 8 months of payment plans, amazing.
Yeah.
The best, because it's like, I've got guaranteed income coming in each month. I've already got that. I already know that, you know, few thousand dollars is going to be in there each month, which really helped sustain me while I was traveling. Like, yes, I had savings, of course, but it wasn't like I was just digging into my savings constantly. But I also didn't feel like I was slaving away while on holiday trying to make money to get by.
Yeah.
And so coming back when I've now have the time and the capacity to go back into my business, and I even pivoted slightly again, and it's been so seamless. I was so worried. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to get back into this. But it's all just been like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
But right at the start, I couldn't see that it being a well-oiled machine. Now I do, and I'm so grateful.
Yep. And now, you know, you've got to like, now you've been through a few launches, you understand what content goes viral, you get how to like set up a funnel, you've got all of these systems established. And now the best thing is that it's just a matter of scaling it, rinsing and repeating. Every time you do it, more people sign up, you can add on another offer because now you have the proof of concept. And I think what, like the first time you do it, it's so helpful to work with someone because they have the experience and they have the proof of concept. So you can kind of soak up that, and now you have that proof of concept and you can kind of decide really cool, okay, now at the moment my priority is traveling more, so I want to ensure that I'm making money in a way that allows me a little bit more time freedom. Okay, now I'm at home, and I'm actually in this similar phase as well where I've just come home from my sister's wedding. We were away, I was away so much in November, my focus wasn't necessarily like I'm gonna hustle as hard as I can, but I still ensured that I had my, you know, recurring revenue coming in, money was flowing because of the way that I've set up my business. I don't need to be on coaching calls all day. And it now also means, similar to you, I'm in this season of like, I'm ready to fucking hustle. And I know what I need to focus on to create results because I know what my unique selling point is. Like, I know what my zone of genius is and I know what's worked, and therefore we can rinse and repeat it. So
yeah,
I'm so happy to hear that. I can't wait to continue to see your growth. You know that I'm always celebrating you and I'm just always like lurking on your page being like, I love this, fire emoji, fire emoji.
I know, and it's so cool because I really do feel like, exactly as you said, I wouldn't have even, like, if I hadn't have been in scale, I certainly wouldn't have launched Unshakeable well in advance, because I just wouldn't have believed or had that sort of like example that you said. Because I remember you saying and being like, no, people will pay this like 6 months, 8 months, like 10 months.
Yeah.
And if anything, I think it makes it way more accessible, and it's something that I'm going to be offering, and I do offer in all of my programs now, is that extended payment plan, because it wakes way more people. They're like, oh, actually I can spend a couple of $100 a month for a longer period of time. It makes it more affordable, makes it more accessible. But if I hadn't had you there sort of hyping me up and reassuring me, and also leading by example that it's possible, I wouldn't have done it, and I wouldn't be in such a stable position. Like, I'm about to hit my first 11K month for this month.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for you.
Which is really come off the back of having like a flow. And it's like, no, I didn't have the exact flow worked out, but just by setting stuff up, it like naturally creates this ball rolling momentum rather than having sort of stop, start. And even that's going to flow into, you know, the first couple of months of next year. So when I take a couple of weeks off over Christmas and New Year, I'm not going to be stop starting again.
Yeah,
and that's amazing. And I've got payment plans going on while I'm taking my couple of weeks off over the Christmas New Year.
Oh, it's the best. Yep. Getting paid whilst on the beach in Greece, getting paid whilst you take time off over Christmas, being able to live your life, being able to create incredible transformative programs whilst also being able to enjoy being a human. I'm obsessed with this. And, you know, you really walk your walk is basically what I want to say. Like, everything, if you follow Kendall, you will know she's always showing her incredible, like, energetic somatic practices. And it always reminds me to be like, oh God, I'm in my head a bit. I need to get in my body. So I could not recommend following Kendall more. And I shared her shadow worker, like, beginner guide. It looks incredible. So definitely check that out. If you're like listening to us chatting about shadow work and you're like, oh, I want to get into that. I feel like a lot of people hear the term, but they don't necessarily know what it is. Like, Kendall is definitely your go-to person for that. And thank you for sharing your experience. It's really incredible to hear how that 9 months that we worked together, I mean, we had a little short stint again recently when you came back, which was amazing. And it's so cool because for us,
because I needed like that guidance
right back into it. Yeah,
I just knew that I needed the guidance, and the money invested in you is just like, it's, I've always made it back tenfold. So I'm like, no.
Literally. Oh, I'm so honored to hear it. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience. I can't wait to have you back. As I've been kind of, what's that thing where you, is it egg dropping where you like give little hints? What's the word that I'm looking for?
I'm bad with that. I don't know. I would just say dropping hints.
Sprinkling in little hints that I'm changing the mastermind. I've been speaking to you behind the scenes of like what's happening. All the updates are coming. So it's getting a whole new revamp, which is very exciting. So I'm super excited. I'll keep everyone up to date and I will let you know as well.
Count me in.
Thanks so much for sharing. Can't wait to have you in there. I mean, you're always welcome in my world. So you're the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kendall. Bye.